ओम शांति। आज सत गुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी बहुत स्नेह भरी
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's very loving remembrances of myself, as I reach the subtle region,
Baba, दूर से कोई दृश्य देख रहे थे.
I noticed that Baba was observing a scene from a distance.
भक्ति मार्ग के कई स्वरूप दिखाई दे रहे थे.
Various forms of the path of devotion being visible. Some were cleaning out their homes as they do during Deepavali, the festival of lights. Some were checking and cleaning large books. Some souls were carrying out the different rituals and worship and praying to the Supreme. Baba was looking at all these souls with a lot of love. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, Child, just see, even at the end of the cycle, there is such an impact of the path of devotion. Some devotee souls, some children are carrying out their worship from the heart, some are doing it for the sake of tradition, and some out of compulsion. However, the subtle thoughts, whether it is from the heart or for the sake of tradition, etc., they do receive traces of the return of that. It is the memorial of you Brahmin children and signs of the duty that you had fulfilled. Baba spread out his two arms and many, many children emerged within that embrace. Baba was showering them with a lot of love, giving them drishti.
Baba ne kya kiya? Harik ko paas ek क्रिस्टल भेजा ऐसे हाथ किया
बाबा मेड अ सिग्नल विद हिज हैंड एंड ईच वन रिसीव्ड अ क्रिस्टल
और दूसरा उनके पास एक गोल्डन बुक दिखाई दी
एंड सेकंडली देयर वाज अ गोल्डन बुक दैट इमर्ज इन फ्रंट ऑफ ईच चाइल्ड
ने अपने हाथ में क्रिस्टल लिया
एज ईच चाइल्ड टुक देयर ओन क्रिस्टल इन देयर हैंड दे सॉ हाउ
इतना उसके अंदर लाइट थी बहुत सुंदर दिखाई
स्पार्कलिंग इट वाज It was glowing very brightly. So initially it was sparkling, it was glowing. For some it was sparkling halfway, some were dull, the other half. And in some children's crystal there were different lines of confusion visible. For some their crystal had very little light. Was mostly looking very dull. So each one's state was different. The children then looked to Baba, and then Baba said that, Baba, when you gave us this crystal, it was so such sparkling so much. Well, what happened to it? Why did that sparkle, that glow, diminish? Baba then said, look at the crystal closely. Some of the children didn't notice much. But then Baba continued to say, by taking the crystal in your hands, you just should have one thought. I am Baba's pure child. As you have that thought that you are a pure child of the Father, then a little light started to ignite. illuminate. Further, Baba said, then have the thought that I am the soul who is equal to the Father. As they started to say this, I am equal to the Father, more and more light started to emerge from the crystal. Then Baba, the children asked Baba, why are these lines visible on the crystal? Baba explained,
the
children's inner purity gets affected by waste from time to time. Baba wishes to see the children as sparkling lights, as pure as a crystal, but then it gets covered with this kind of darkness. Secondly, Baba said, the children keep thinking about matters of the past. They keep worrying about the past. And for that reason also, there is no clarity in the crystal. There are many lines of confusion and stains on the crystal. So what do the children have to do now? Diwali is coming close. All of you are getting ready to celebrate the new year as well. So you children should have the happiness that our new world is also coming. The new world you will celebrate natural Diwali. But before that, the Diwali that you celebrate or honor here in the conference age is to make every soul as pure as a crystal. For that, you need to have the light of purity. Emerge that light of purity. Put a stop to the dirt of old sanskars, wasteful sanskars. Free yourself, detach yourself from thinking of external matters, stabilize yourself in the point form. You talk about the point form, but sometimes you're not able to stabilize yourself in that stage. It's very important to practice the point form stage. This is going to be of great help to you at the end. And then emerge the stage of being a detached observer. Look at your old sanskars, look at others' old sanskars as a detached observer. Then secondly, Baba had given each child a golden book. Each page was in gold. Baba then said, why is each page in gold? You are preparing yourself to go to the golden world. In the golden world, in the new world, every action, every activity is going to be pure, gold-like. So you have to now purify all your actions. Baba then asked each child to open their individual books. As they opened their own golden book, according to each child's activity, behavior, the page, the color of the page was changing from gold, some to silver, some to copper, some to iron. Then they looked at Baba and said, Baba, this is happening automatically. Baba asked, do you have some magic wand in your hand that you are changing the gold into silver and copper and iron? So the children said, no. Baba then explained, just as the father is the magician who can transform anything in the positive way, what kind of gold magic wand do you have to keep in your hand? Keep the wand of being the master almighty authority. In the middle of that wand was written, have good wishes for all, have elevated wishes to these two aspects written on the wand. When you maintain elevated thoughts, good wishes, pure wishes for all, then every thought will enable you to come closer to your golden form, and that will create magic. There are many accounts that you have to settle of different actions that you performed in the past, and even now at the present time some children come into great confusion because of certain situations and they're not able to settle their accounts quickly. The accounts become even more firm and stubborn. So in order to end this, remember the stage of being the Master Almighty Authority, and then every thought will work like a magic wand. You'll be able to clear your past accounts and enter that golden aged world and experience the reward, the fruit of all your golden actions. Baba then said, the children are making good efforts, they are Baba's beloved children, they are dearly loved by the father. Baba has great pride in these children, these Brahmin children, who are cooperative in the task of world transformation. So Baba is very pleased. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog himself. Certain souls had offered special bhog for Baba. I shared remembrances to Baba. And then Baba gave everyone lots of loving remembrances. I then returned. Om Shanti.